Welcome back, my guest, Maude Holbrook, not her real name. She changed her name to protect the innocent. Currently waitress at Harry's since 1987. Three different owners. Started in 1960 at the Ski Lodge at 59 cents an hour. So now we left the Four Winds after 10 years and three owners, and then you arrive at Harry's. So now we're in, what did I just say? Harry's, you started in 1987. So, and you've been there ever since, 35 years. Three owners also. So, and you're working there actively right today, lunches, Monday through Thursday?
Yeah, just lunches now.
In the evenings, you're tied up with social activities.
That's right.
Happy hour. Which is how I met you in the first place.
Plus, I got an extra hour day drinking.
Yeah. She looks forward to that time change. I'm surprised you're even allowing us time here. And we should have actually brought in a bottle of wine. That would have been fun. But, I think I met you either at Chuck's, or I know you like Chuck's, and I think I've seen you out at the Nugget.
The Nugget. I get around.
And so what are your other favorite bars where you drink now? You don't go to Harry's?
Well, that's one of the rules. You can't party at Harry's, which is probably good.
Probably good.
I mean, I can go have lunch, and, you can't wear your uniform and
never
sit
downtown?
Down.
Anything, because I know you live up near Upper States.
Oh,
anything downtown?
Brophies and, all the...
Boy, you're a mover and a 80 years old. She's not slowing down. Okay, so Harry's, any particular story about Harry's or anybody that happened there? Any fights?
Well,
or?
Because I still work there, I better not
tell too
many.
Let's skip over Harry's. we'll have you on after you.
I do have one good story, though, from Harry's that when I worked for Bob Rose, who owned Harry's at that time. Bob Rose now, of course, passed away about 4 months ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And he was my boss at the Blue Ox and also my boss at Harry's.
Oh.
And, in fact, at the party, his wife will be there.
At your upcoming birthday?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you had a story, or was that it?
Yeah, well, I was just going to, which was kind of funny because I've told this story to different restaurant owners I waited on two families with about four, pre-pubescent boys, the guy, when they're, they got their Shirley Temples and they're having a good time. And so I brought the drinks and I asked the parents, I'm cleaning
Liz
it up.
Liz is blushing
she
now.
Is.
I don't know what's coming.
She probably doesn't either. So I asked the adults. I said, do you want to order right away? And they said, oh yeah, okay, yes, 2 minutes, okay. So, and it's a short one. So the gal says, well, you can start with the kids. And so I start with the younger one. And so he's looking at the menu, and he looks up at me, and I'm waiting, and all of a sudden he says to me, is your snapper fresh? And I went,
oh, Lord.
I went, like a rose. But it came out before I could, it was just.
And he had no clue.
He had no clue, but the parents went nuts. They were laughing so hard.
Oh, didn't know when you said nuts. I didn't know which way that was going to go. It could have
gone
the other way.
Anyway, it could have gone every which way. Okay, I probably shouldn't have told that. But a lot of people wouldn't know what the heck that is.
And if they don't know what it is, it doesn't matter. If they know what it is, shame on them. My guess, we just got a minute left. I know you left Harry's and you went down to the Palms. That might be where I met you. That might be where I first met you.
Yeah.
Then saw you at Chuck's of Hawaii.
Yeah.
But you and Palms is for sale.
Yes, I do know that.
You want to buy it.
In fact, the owners will be at my party.
Oh, great! I saw them on a video. And then so during the time Harry's was for sale, you worked at the Sportsman in Ventura, and the Palms.
And the Palms at night.
Good
and
for you.
Wonderful, wonderful owners, and I'll be glad to see them all at the party.
Well, thank you for inviting me to the party. Your birthday is March 28th.
The actual birthday.
The actual birthday, and you'll be working. That's why we pre-recorded this.
Yes.
And could edit out all the foul language.
Yes, right.
Maud Holbrook, thanks for being on Radio Real Estate.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome.
It was fun.
We'll see you soon. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
You can meet Maud when she waitresses at Harry's Cafe Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizer. Right on, Maud.